This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The financial crisis and the Great Recession that followed were terrible, yes. But it seems we can't get enough of them. First up was a string of documentary films laying out exactly what happened. Now, from The Big Short to The Wolf of Wall Street and a whole lot in between, Hollywood has been doing a booming business in financial disaster movies. Alessandra Stanley from The New York Times wrote about this phenomenon not too long ago. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
We have made that transition, it seems, from documentaries about the financial crisis to dramas and fictionalization. Why have we now decided it's okay to talk about this in a different way?
Well, I think it turns out that it takes some time. I think it was such a blow to the world and to the United States that I think it does take a while. If you remember, you know, Vietnam.
Yeah.
It took a couple of years for the big movies to come out. It didn't mean that movies weren't being made, but they just were not the same ones that we remember. It's the same with the Depression. And I think it took 4 or 5 years for creators to sort of absorb it and for audiences to accept it.
Do you think in some ways, and I'm thinking now specifically of The Big Short, which has had such great success and is in a lot of ways an explainer, do you think we now want to sort of understand what happened as opposed to just having the documentarians tell us what happened?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we want it dramatized. And I think if there's this movie that George Clooney is in, I have no idea if it's any good. But the whole point is that a normal guy holds this TV host, Jim Cramer-like TV host, at gunpoint and demands an explanation. And of course, it's a sexier conspiracy than the ones that actually happened. But nevertheless, you know, that's the thing, is that people kind of know the language and they kind of want to understand what happened.
I wonder, though, if we're worried that this could happen again, right? And now we're sort of, I don't know, inoculating ourselves?
Well, the makers of The Big Short are, because they end the film with a warning that, I've forgotten what it's called, it's something like a bespoke tranche opportunity.
Right, exactly.
And they're thinking that that's the next version of what happened before.
What's coming down the pike? Because there are more besides just Money Monster, which is the Clooney-Jim Cramer thing.
Yeah, there's all these projects sort of in development that are about, you know, that they're about the 2008 crisis because they're named things like Smoke and Mirrors and All We Had. And my favorite one is Straight to Hell. Reese Witherspoon wants to do a kind of Legally Blonde comic movie about this, but the character she plays is fighting sexism on one hand, but she's also selling, you know, mortgage-backed securities on the other. So it'll just be interesting to see how, once people start inventing the story themselves, you know, in what direction it goes.
Alessandra Stanley writes for the New York Times. Alessandra, thanks very much.
You bet. Thank you.